Imagine tutoring a child who just within weeks masters everything you know, every subject.
Right.
And they don't just learn it. They synthesize, they innovate, they start offering insights that kind of redefine the field itself. And then one day, they just stop asking questions because they've moved on to rewriting the, well, the curriculum of reality.
That's a powerful way to put it. A bit chilling, actually. And it leads right into the chasm we're exploring today.
It absolutely does. Welcome, everyone, to the Deep Dive.
Yeah, welcome. This is where we take complex, often pretty dense sources, break them down, and really pull out the key insights to help you get informed fast.
And today, we're diving into a really critical new report from our own team, right here at Praxeotech.
That's right.
It carefully unpacks the fundamental differences between artificial general intelligence, AGI, and artificial superintelligence, ASI.
And as our research really highlights, understanding this distinction isn't just some academic exercise. It's paramount for our future. Seriously.
Absolutely. By the end of this deep dive, you'll have, we hope, a much clearer grasp of what AGI and ASI truly are.
And just as importantly, why their emergence timelines seem to be accelerating so dramatically.
Plus the profound implications for all of us, you know, everything from safety protocols right up to societal leadership.
It covers a lot of ground.
Okay, so let's get into it. We hear these terms all the time, AGI, ASI. They're everywhere.
Constantly.
But what's the real fundamental difference? Not just more computing power, right?
Yeah.
Why is our report stressing that this distinction is so critical?
Well, our findings at Praxeotech really emphasize that these aren't just like steps on the same path. It's a categorical shift, a completely different kind of thing.
Okay.
So when we talk about artificial general intelligence or AGI, we mean an AI system that can match or maybe even exceed human cognitive abilities across, you know, a wide range of
Right,
domains.
general intelligence, not just one specific skill.
Exactly. Think of it as human-level machine intelligence. It can learn, it can reason, it can apply knowledge to new situations without needing task-specific reprogramming every single time.
So an AGI could, I don't know, manage a complex business one day, write a novel the next, maybe oversee a biotech lab without needing entirely new codes for each.
That's the idea. It's a polymath. It operates within a framework that we humans can, broadly speaking, understand.
You could argue with it. Debate.
Yeah, you could debate with it, negotiate, ask it to explain itself. You know, OpenAI defines it as outperforming humans at most economically valuable work. DeepMind talks about exhibiting complicated human capabilities. It's generally seen as human level, or maybe slightly better across the board.
Okay, that's AGI, the genius student, maybe. But then there's ASI.
Right. And that's the quantum leap, artificial superintelligence, ASI. This is AI that vastly, vastly surpasses human intelligence, not just in one area, but in virtually all domains.
Including things like scientific creativity, strategic planning, even social skills.
All of the above. Nick Bostrom's definition is foundational here. Any intellect that greatly exceeds the cognitive performance of humans in virtually all domains of interest.
So not just smarter, but transcendent.
Precisely. It can think faster, solve problems we literally can't conceive of, form strategies across timescales we just don't grasp naturally. It's qualitatively superior. It becomes its own designer, not just our tool.
Okay, so AGI is the genius student. ASI is when the student becomes a god. It's a stark difference. Let's
Yeah.
break down the, you know, technical, philosophical capability gaps there.
Sure. Our Praxeotech report digs into this. First, think about cognitive scope.
Okay.
AGI, like we said, matches or maybe slightly exceeds human intelligence, managing a complex coding project, perhaps, with amazing skill.
Right.
ASI, though, it vastly exceeds all human intelligence combined. It would operate at speeds and depths we can't even imagine. It wouldn't just manage space exploration, it might completely revolutionize it or invent entirely new fields of science.
Wow, okay. That's a huge jump.
Yeah.
And that must tie into autonomy, too.
Absolutely. And AGI functions autonomously, but sort of within human-like constraints, like a really skilled professional. ASI possesses extreme autonomy. It could set its own complex, long-term goals and strategies, completely independent of us, potentially beyond our understanding. It doesn't need our direction.
And the self-improvement aspect, that's where it gets really kind of mind-bending, isn't it? This idea that it could just race away from us.
It really pushes the limits of our imagination. That's the self-improvement potential. And AGI might do some AI research, improve itself a bit, but probably still operating at a human-like level, at least initially.
Right.
ASI, though, is potentially characterized by rapid recursive self-improvement once it can improve its own design.
And it gets better faster and faster.
Exactly. A feedback loop. Mm. Each generation gets smarter. The process accelerates exponentially. That's the intelligence explosion I.J. Goode and Bostrom talked about. It enhances itself exponentially. It stops being just a tool and becomes its own architect.
Which presumably makes it harder and harder for us to understand.
Yeah.
The comprehensibility issue.
Profoundly harder. And AGI, we could probably generally interpret its reasoning, its decisions.
Right.
ASI, it might become fundamentally incomprehensible to us. Its thought process could be as alien to ours as, say, our thoughts are to an ant's.
Right.
And finally, the philosophical implication. This is huge. AGI already raises big questions, consciousness, jobs, social structures, big challenges.
Definitely.
But ASI, as our report really emphasizes, represents a potential phase change for life on Earth. It forces us to confront the possibility that humanity might effectively cede control of its future, not to another nation or ideology, but to an intelligence we created.
Okay, this next part.
Yeah.
This is where, for me, the rubber really meets the road. For decades, AGI felt like sci-fi, right? A distant dream.
For sure.
But our Praxeotech report is highlighting this dramatic shift. What is going on with these timeline predictions? Mm. Why the sudden, almost scary acceleration?
It is unsettling. Our analysis shows this significant compression in expert timelines. And it seems largely driven by these, well, explosive breakthroughs in large language models, multimodal AI, things we've seen just in the last couple of years.
So the tech itself is pushing the predictions forward.
It really seems to be. Look at the 2023 AI Impact Survey. Nearly 3,000 AI researchers polled. The median forecast, a 50% chance of AGI by 2047.
2047, too.
And that's a 13-year jump forward from the 2022 survey's median of 2060. Just 1 year made that much difference.
Wow.
And even more striking, that same 2023 survey showed a 10% chance of AGI by 2027.
2027, that's incredibly soon. That's like practically tomorrow in planning terms.
It really is. The experts are basically saying, buckle up. This could be coming much, much faster than most people were thinking, potentially well within many of our lifetimes.
And are the industry leaders echoing this?
We see a range, but the trend is definitely towards acceleration. You've got the very optimistic end. Sam Altman at OpenAI talking about AGI, possibly by 2025, even superintelligence in a few thousand days.
That's bold.
Extremely. Dario Amodei at Anthropic is forecasting AGI around 2026, 2027, talking about a country of geniuses in a data center. Elon Musk also put a marker down for 2026.
Okay, those are the very near-term predictions. What about slightly further out?
Then you have more, let's say, moderate views, though still accelerated. Demis Hassabis at DeepMind estimates AGI within 5-10 years from now, so maybe 2030, 2035.
Still quite soon.
Definitely. Ray Kurzweil, who's been famously consistent, sticks to AGI by 2029 and the Singularity ASI by 2045. And Jeffrey Hinton, you know, the godfather of AI, he drastically shortened his estimate recently. He now says 520 years because of these unexpected emergent abilities he's seen.
But it's important to note, not everyone's on this rapid timeline train, right? Like Yann LeCun.
That's a really crucial counterpoint. Yes, Yann LeCun at Meta is much more cautious. He argues current LLMs just aren't the right path fundamentally, that we need architectural breakthroughs. So he sees it as several years away, not just around the corner.
So a range of views, but the overall trend is acceleration. And what about ASI following AGI?
That's the other key piece. Our research indicates ASI is generally expected to follow AGI relatively quickly. Estimates vary, maybe 2 years, maybe 30 years after AGI first emerges.
Or potentially even faster.
Some models suggest it could be months, maybe even days, once that recursive self-improvement really kicks into high gear. The transition could be incredibly abrupt.
Okay, so if these timelines really are compressing,
mm-hmm.
What does that actually mean for us, practically speaking? This isn't just academic number crunching. It sounds like a strategic shockwave.
That's exactly how our report frames it, a strategic shockwave. Governments, corporations, they're used to having decades to adapt to big changes.
Right. Infrastructure projects, policy changes, they take time.
Exactly. But now they might only have quarters, maybe even months.